This is Morning Edition on WSIU. I'm Leah Lerner reporting the news. The Immigration Project, serving downstate Illinois immigrants, says the loss of a federal program for legal advice will make the immigration system even harder. The Recognition and Accreditation Program gives non-attorneys the certification to give legal advice and sometimes litigate in court in the matters of immigrants. Danielle DeWinter is the Social Service Agency's legal director.
It's already an extremely complicated process, and it's going to have more individuals who are now working through that process without the proper knowledge of the system itself. So it caused quite a bit of panic in my office, and I'm not sure how many clients know the difference between a DOJ rep and a legal aide, like on the face, until they're engaged with us and understand the process.
The Immigration Project has 30 DOJ reps. DeWinter says her office believes those reps can still apply for renewal, but DOJ has confirmed nothing. It's something families might plan for, but when an older relative needs care at home, loved ones' expenses and responsibilities can serve as a sobering reality of how much goes into it. A national consumer and senior advocacy group has new estimates on the sizable economic value linked to this unpaid care. Advocates have been calling for a tax credit at the federal level to complement state-level relief. AARP's chief engagement officer, Nancy Lamond, says the time for action is now.
Family caregivers are the backbone of our long-term care system. This is not just a family issue. It's a labor force issue, an economic issue, and a healthcare system issue.
A key bill in Congress, the Credit for Caring Act, has bipartisan support but has seen little activity in the past year. The Illinois Department of Transportation is rolling out a series of 11 workshops to help local governments and community groups go after funding through the Illinois Transportation Enhancement Program. The two-day sessions are part of IDOT Special Programs Assistance Conferences. They'll walk participants through which projects qualify and how to put together a strong application and more. Program information is at WSIU.org. Two of the sessions are in the southern part of the state, June 3rd and 4th at the Marion Greater Egypt Regional Planning Office in Marion, and June 11th and 12th in Effingham County at the EMA office.